Are you ready to hear tales of the paranormal? Weird, unexplained, and just plain creepy? If the answer is yes, then welcome to your worst nightmare. But be warned, there's no turning back. Now here are Todd, Sean, and Nate, and they are middle-aged and creeped out.
Hey, creepies, welcome to episode 238. Nate is your tech engineer. We are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. How is it going, Nate and Mr. Pete Peterson joining us for this episode?
It is going fantastic. It can't get any better than being here.
I would, yeah, I mean.
I don't feel that way.
Nate doesn't feel that way. So, well, thanks, Pete. At least you do.
No, we're doing what we love to do.
Yeah.
And we have the pleasure of having Pete here to help us out.
Special guest and in studio guest. So, yeah, thanks for coming.
No problem, man.
Yeah.
Sean is on assignment, so he'll be back.
Project sometime. Assignment. Yeah. We'll see. We'll vote.
Month and a half, couple years. Who knows?
That is if we let him come back.
It's the life of a spy. I'm convinced he's just working for the CIA. So, you know, when he gets called to do his duty,
he's got to do it, right?
Black yeah. Ops.
Oh, well, we are in the studio. Yeah, it's always a good time. Yeah, and thanks for joining us, Pete, and filling in. So we appreciate that. How's it going? Week going all right?
Yeah, doing great.
Good.
Enjoying the fall. Covered Bridge Festival last week. Can't beat it. Fair food, always the best.
Mom and Dad used to do that. They used to do that every year. So they used to talk about that, how fun it is. So, yeah.
I haven't been for a long time.
I've never been.
She actually went today. So she always goes when I'm at work. So I don't get the opportunity to go.
Oh. Well, that's no fun.
No, it's not.
Don't miss out.
What kind of crud is that?
It's like, we're both off on the weekends. Why can't we go on the weekend?
Yeah.
Nope, she goes during the week, and I can't go.
I heard it's absolutely packed.
Yeah.
Like, it's usually...
It wasn't too bad. We went last Friday. It was, like, I guess the first day, and it wasn't crazy, but I ran into several people since then, and they're all like, oh, it's been a mob scene, so... The weather pays off, too. It's, like, perfect fall weather, so...
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
I can't get over how dark it is again. You know, it's like, I know it happens every year, and I'm like, in just a week, it's a lot darker. Coming over here.
Oh, yeah.
Driving Nate, so I'm like, dang on it.
Yeah, I get to work, and it's still dark out.
Yeah.
It's like, well, I guess we'll sit here for a minute until the sun comes up.
Yeah. Yeah, by the time I get up and get to work, it's daylight, but I don't have to be at work until 9. So.
Oh, banker's hours.
Nice. Banker's hours.
Nice.
I used to have actual banker's hours when I went for the bank. Yeah, yeah. Well, good. I'm glad you guys are having a good week.
How's your week going?
It's been a good week, but I am still drained. I'm dragging. I don't know if it's the meds or what. It's just killing me. Like, I can barely stay awake. I'm just dragging. So, it's been like that for a couple of weeks now. So, I have to go to the doctor or go back to who prescribes my meds. So, not a bad week or week and a half. Other than that, just feeling kind of crappy.
Hmm.
Yeah. So...
Yeah, that's never fun. I know how it feels.
I do have good news. The bump on my elbow that I've had for about 2 months, and I was ticked off because they wouldn't drain it because they don't drain it anymore. I don't know if Pete knew this. Did I ever say this on one of the episodes?
I think you did, yeah.
Well, because they don't want to drain them anymore because of a possible infection.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, there's possible infections for any procedure that in this world, right? Anyway, so they had me wrap it. And that is supposed to put pressure on. I go, how long could this last? Months to have a wrap on my arm. Anyway, I took it off the other day. I was watching TV, and it's gone down.
Nice.
Good.
I go, well, maybe the doctor knows what she's talking about. I'm like, maybe med school thing.
You know, they do practice medicine.
Those 8 years of schooling, you know, just got to pay off somehow.
Just to practice.
Yeah, yeah. I go, Mom and I were watching a movie. I go, Mom, let me pause this for a second. And so I was feeling it. I'm like, it doesn't feel as big and squishy. So I'm like, I looked in the mirror, I'm like, and it doesn't look as big and squishy. So yeah, so that's kind of weird.
Pause it while I whip this out.
Yeah. Hey, this is a family show.
Your elbow.
Nubby
elbow. Whatever it is.
No, it is. Yeah, it's nubby, all right. But no, it's kind of, yeah. She said months, and here it is. It's only been 3 weeks, I think. I've had, or 2 weeks, maybe. So that's good.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's your other superpower other than podcasting.
Yeah, that's what I have. that's the only superpowers I have, Pete. Oh, good. Well, I'm glad we're having all a good week here. I hope the creepies are having a good week and whenever they're listening to this show. Let's get to the first sponsorship, Nate.
Are you tired of an itchy, unruly beard? Want a beard that looks great, feels amazing, and smells masculine and sexy? Meet your new best friend, Cultured Creature Beard Balm. Cultured Creature Beard Balm is a game changer. Made with all natural ingredients like mango butter, shea butter, argan, avocado, jojoba, grape seed, and meadowform seed oil. It nourishes your beard and the skin beneath. Say goodbye to dryness and itchiness, and hello to soft, well-groomed, and great-smelling beard. Not only does it tame your mane, but it also leaves a subtle, masculine scent with options like Cuban tobacco, sandalwood and bourbon, cedar and leather, and more. Feel confident all day, whether at the office or on a date or at the gym. It's easy to use. Just rub a small amount between your palm and work it into your beard. Simple and effective, and no mess. Cultured Creature Beard Balm is handmade, organic, and natural. Made by a father-daughter duo with over 20 years of beard care experience. It's packed with vitamins and nutrients and zero additives or preservatives. Ready to transform your beard? Visit refineyourwildside.com and use promo code MAKO10, that's MAACO10, for an extra 10% off your first order. Plus, all Cultured Creature Beard Balm is already 20% off, so that's 30% off your first order. Cultured Creature Beard Balm, where nature meets nurture for the ultimate beard care experience. Don't tame your wild side, refine it with Cultured Creature Beard Balm.
Thank you, Micah, and your sponsorship. We love Cultured Creature Beard Balm, and we love Micah.
It's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Take it from Nate.
I use it.
Your jojoba.
Jojoba.
I heard some woman on a commercial the other, I think I was watching football or something, and I was struck because she pronounced it yojoba.
Yojoba.
And I was like, well, excuse me?
What kind of nonsense is that?
I don't know, but I would have never even cared if it wasn't for this podcast on how that was pronounced.
I think
that's great. I think that's funny.
I think that word is one of the mysteries of the universe. Nobody really knows how to pronounce it.
Right.
I think we're going to find the Loch Ness Monster before we figure out how
to pronounce it. So she called it yojoba.
Yeah.
Yo-ho.
Wow. That's, yeah, what kind of... And you don't remember what the...
I have no
idea. We
need
a boycott. We need to boycott that.
I don't think product. Any of us probably use the product.
Huh.
Nair. Now with yojoba.
Nair. Jeez. That stuff stinks. That is terrible. My ex-wife used to use that. Mm. Oh, it's awful. That and fingernail polish just wants to just...
Nothing like chemically removing something off your body.
Yeah.
Nair. I can smell it now. Thank you. Well, we do want to thank Micah for his sponsorship. We love CCBB. Double C, double B.
Bingo.
Yeah. That's what we call it. Anyway, moving on to the most important part of the show, as everybody knows, it is the dad joke of the show. Do you want me to do both of them?
Yes.
Do both.
Because I've got one that you guys are going to have to guess what it is, and I've got one that's just, you know, whatever.
I like the guessing.
I'll do the guess one first. Since we have a special guest, we'll do that.
Guessed it up.
No pressure.
What do you call a can opener that doesn't work?
Don't opener?
No.
Can opener?
Can't opener.
Nailed it.
Oh, nice.
I was trying to not give it away.
I knew it was a play on words.
A can't opener. You're
there
right.
There you go. Yeah.
I wonder if Sean would have gotten that. You think Sean would? Nah.
I don't know.
It might have.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Sometimes he ventures down the right path.
That may be a Mako. That may be a Mako record on like getting it just right off the bat. That was like seconds in.
That was
like, oh, I got a can.
That opener. Was a can't opener. And can't the second opener. The second joke. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. Summer wasn't bad either. See, Nate, Humpty Dumpty had a great fall, and then summer wasn't too bad either.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Okay, another play on words.
Yeah. Yeah, see what I'm saying?
Oh, there's the smile. Okay.
Oh.
That was a lot of words really quickly. It took a minute to digest.
Yeah. Good old Humpty. Do the Humpty dance. All right, that is the dad jokes of the show, and as always, you're welcome.
So, nice.
Yeah. Well, of course it was. All right, let's get to the first announcements. I'm going to do these since Sean's not here. You can call or text 988 or text HOME, H-O-M-E, to 741-741 for any type of mental distress, suicide prevention, or any other type of crisis that you or someone you may know or you may be experiencing. So go get you some help. How about that?
You didn't use the word frivolity.
No, I didn't.
No,
I didn't.
No, I still don't know what it means.
But. No, we want our creepies to be healthy. We want them to do what they need to do and get help.
Yep.
So you can call 988 or text, and then got the 741-741. Or you can reach out to the group, reach out to one of us. You know, the group is very supportive of each other. So I suggest, don't sit back and do nothing. Get help, reach out, and you're not alone, that's for sure.
That's right.
So do what you need to do to make yourself healthy, and we're here for you. We're here to support you.
Yep. A lot of times it's a matter of just talking some stuff through and getting it off your chest instead of stewing on it.
And ask somebody if when they say, how can I help, if you just want to listen, just tell them, hey, you don't want advice or opinion, just ears. That's what you, if that's what you need, then that's, you know, just tell them that.
Mm-hmm.
And the other way around, if you're the one that's listening, just ask somebody, hey, what do you want me to do? How can I help? If you want just to listen to you, I'll do that. So anyway, that is the first announcements. Special announcements, we don't have any other than Pete Peterson's here in studio. That's kind of a special announcement, but we've already covered that. So other than that, we don't have any special announcements.
Special.
But we will once Sean gets back.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be a special announcement.
Mm-hmm.
I would say that would be our probably next one. But he's got to be here, so we don't want to ruin it. I'll even let him announce it since it's his. All right. Nate, you want to tell our listeners.
Yes.
What are we going to talk about for this episode?
Well, this has a T next to it, so I'm going to narrow it down as this was your pick.
You are correct.
We are going to talk about Queen Mary ship.
The Queen Mary.
It is haunted, don't you know?
Big scary boat.
And if you're interested, please check out our show notes for the source links that we used for this topic.
Absolutely. The Queen Mary, the RMS Queen Mary.
I'm surprised we haven't done this one already.
I know. The only time we briefly talked about it is when we had a guest on.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember who was on. But anyway, they had
was it Aaron?
Aaron. Mm. Drawn a blank. I remember. It's been a long time. So she had been investigating it, and we talked about it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Just through her.
It's been on a lot of the different ghost hunt shows, and I've seen it come on at least two or three different ones.
Yeah.
A lot going on there. A lot going on there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. You want to read the foundation? Do you have any, or I can do it here?
Sure. Let's see here. In 1929, at the start of the Great Depression, the Cunard Line devised a bold plan to create a luxury ocean liner unlike anything ever seen before. probably a little different than the Titanic. This ship turned out to be the RMS Queen Mary. From 1936 to 1967, the Queen Mary served as the premier ocean liner for transatlantic crossings and a service ship during World War II. The Queen Mary made 1,001 transatlantic crossings between 1936 and 1967 before docking in Long Beach. During its decades of service, the ocean liner carried approximately 2.2 million passengers.
Dang. And
47 deaths were reported aboard the ship during that time.
Wow.
Today, the ship is permanently docked in Long Beach, California, where it is both a tourist attraction and a hotel. Given its long and storied past, it is no surprise that the spirits of the Queen Mary's past passengers and crew linger, still haunting the ship decades later.
Nice. Good foundation.
You're welcome.
Sean should be proud.
Absolutely.
That was great. That was a good job. That really was. I'm not kidding you.
I don't speak Spanish.
So 47 deaths, huh?
47.
And how many? 2 point something million?
2.2.
Gosh. It's a lot.
Yeah.
That is a lot of passengers.
I mean, not to, you know, not make light, but I mean, think of the percentage of, I mean, it's not a lot of people's lives over
per
millions,
passengers.
millions of passengers. And
no kidding.
I don't want to, you know, and only 47.
No,
but
I know.
It never hit an iceberg either.
No it didn't.
But it did hit another ship.
Yeah. No, it didn't hit an iceberg, that's for sure.
They're trying to forget about that.
Yeah. It was built by John Brown and Company in Clydebank, Scotland. She was subsequently joined by RMS Queen Elizabeth in Cunard's two-ship weekly express service between Southampton, Cherbourg, and New York. These queens were the British response to the express superliners built by German, Italian, and French companies in the late 20s and early 1930s. So, a little competition there.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.
There you go. Hence the Queen Mary. Very interesting history this has. Yeah.
Any guesses onto what the RMS stands for?
I used to know what RMS stood for, and I can't think. What is it?
Royal Mail Ship.
Oh.
Okay.
I was going to say really massive ship.
It could.
Really Mongo ship.
I think they should change it. I really do. That is a lot better.
Yeah, I've heard of it, but I couldn't remember. Good input there, Pete. I was like, what does RMS stand for? What's the other one? RMS and there's another.
HMS.
Is it HMS?
I think so.
Because there is another three-letter term for a ship, and I can't ever remember that one. Because the Titanic was RMS.
Mm-hmm.
But, anyway.
Before they built this one, this ship, they had three other flagships that they retired. The Matania, the Aquitania, and the Berengria.
Nailed it.
Yeah. I'm going to go with it. I'm probably butchering them, but they're all in service for at least 15 years. And then they decided to re-envision and just have two luxury liners with all the modern technology and amenities.
HMS is His or Her Majesty's Ship.
Oh, okay.
And that's only for British naval vessels, not passenger vessels.
Awesome. Thank you for that. Okay. All right.
So, yeah, I said by the time the Great Depression hit the United Kingdom in 1931, the Queen Mary was already a 9-story ship with 80% of its hull completed. Due to insufficient funds, construction was halted on job number 534 for over 2 years. That was the job number of building Queen Mary.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
So, yeah, the Kennard line was forced into a merger with the Star, White Star line, which built the Titanic.
Mm-hmm.
The two rival companies consolidated to become the Kennard White Star Line, LTD. After the North Atlantic Shipping Bill was passed, the company secured 4.5 million pounds to complete the Queen Mary and another 5 million pounds to construct the second ship. On May 11th, 1934, construction finally resumed on job number 534, which is the Queen Mary.
Okay. I got you. Did you see that it has the world record for most people carried at the same time on one vessel?
Oh, is that because when it was bringing troops back from World War II?
On one voyage in 1943, she carried over 16,600 people, still the record for the most people on one vessel at the same time. Can you imagine 16,600?
People don't stack well. They're really putting them in there.
Gosh, no kidding.
Do you know how Queen Mary got its name?
Do tell.
No. it's been said that the Kennard line had intended to name job number 534 the Victoria until fate intervened when a representative from the Kennard line told King George V that the company planned to name the ship after England's greatest queen. King George allegedly replied, "My wife will be delighted that you are naming the ship after her." And so job 534 was officially named the Queen Mary.
Ah, wow. Okay. Huh.
They're wanting to name it Queen Victoria.
Queen Victoria. Queen Vicky.
But his queen was the greatest.
Of all time.
Of all time.
Kind of like Muhammad Ali. Greatest of all time. Now, it is interesting how they name it. Yeah. How they name these vessels.
She had an alternate name when she was in World War II service as a troop transport. They called her the Gray Ghost because they painted her that kind of naval battleship gray.
Yep. That's right. The Gray Ghost. Yep. It is amazing how big this vessel is. I mean, talk about how like back then when the Titanic was so supposed to be the how massive, but this Queen Mary is not small.
Not at all.
Got a swimming pool. We can talk about that later, but very large, and if it's going to carry 16,600 troops at one time, Gotta be good size.
So it took 10 months to return the Queen Mary back to a luxury ocean liner after its service in the World War.
10 months?
Ten months.
Almost a full year.
Okay. Right.
Then it continued to make transatlantic crossings for another 20 years.
Wow.
Lots of famous people on there, too. It says...
Who you got?
Duke and Duchess of Windsor, Greta Garbo, Clark Gable, David Niven, Mary Pickford, George and Ira Gershwin, Winston Churchill, just to name a few.
Interesting. There's Winston Churchill making his appearance again.
I don't know him. Never heard the name.
Somehow he gets in there, him and Abe Lincoln.
I heard he likes cigars, but you never know. It just might just be a thing.
Yeah.
Hey, if you look at me like a deer in headlights... I will tell you, Winston Churchill.
Yeah. That'll forever be one of the best. Sean's like, I have no idea what I'm trying to say.
Completely froze.
Winston Churchill? Yeah, that's it. Gosh, that was like our second?
Something like that.
Second or third episode. On, yeah. Yeah, that was good. I wish we had that recorded, on video.
Oh, yeah.
His face was just, it was good. Good stuff. Good stuff, Sean. All right. Any other history, anything you want to get to, anything you want to say before we get to the creepy stuff?
No, I think we hit most of the historical stuff.
I think the people got an idea of what we're talking about.
I did read something that said at the close of the war, they began to transport more than 22,000 war brides and their children to the United States and Canada, known as the Bride and Baby Voyages, made 13 voyages for this purpose in 1946 alone.
Oh, that's cool.
So not just the boys.
Just the troops.
The brides they met overseas.
And the kids.
And their kids.
That's cool.
Nice.
I like that. That's a neat idea. I didn't see that. Well, cool. Well, let's get to the creepy stuff then. Why is the RMS Queen Mary haunted? This says it is believed that it is up to 150 ghosts that haunt the spooky ship, and several of the spirits have been identified. The deaths related to the Queen Mary date back to its construction on June 5th, 1934, which is the year my dad was born. A construction worker named Malcolm Aitken fell from the scaffolding surrounding the ship and died. On June 8, 1936, crew member Arthur John Francis Goldberg died after fracturing his skull during the ocean liner's return to the UK following its maiden voyage. And during the ship's final voyage to Long Beach in 67, crew member Leonard Horsberg heat stroke and died from a cerebral hemorrhage as the beautiful ocean liner passed the coast of Rio de Janeiro. Wow. So there you go. There's some deaths there. So no wonder it's kind of haunted. A lot of tragedy.
Yep.
If I could talk, that'd been nice.
Let's see. So obviously, like most places, you have disembodied voices, strange noises, and apparitions, that have all been documented aboard the ship. Witnesses have seen the spirit of a man crushed by a watertight door and the ghost of a woman who dances in the first class lounge. One of the staterooms is so haunted that it is closed to the public for 30 years.
Wow. So that's got to be really haunted if it's going to be closed for 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Man.
1966, during a routine watertight door drill, an 18-year-old crewman was crushed to death by the watertight door number 13.
Oh, ooh. Not the number 13, Pete.
Yeah.
Number 13.
I don't believe it.
Nate says he doesn't believe
My
it.
My birthday's 13th. Just had it on Monday.
Winston Churchill told me it was true.
If Winston Churchill says it's true, Nate, it's...
Again, with this Winston Churchill guy.
There is a wealth of documented stories of hauntings, including one from 1989 that occurred in the... Mauritania Room? Mauritania? I don't know. Also known as the Garden Lounge. The cleaning staff entered the room and saw a guest sitting on a chair in the middle of it. The three staff members were about to call security on the guest when she suddenly vanished, shocking the staff. Yeah, that'd be a little shocking. That'd be, yeah.
I guess they had two swimming pools. They had a first-class pool and a second-class pool, and there's rumors of noises of splashing and children playing, but yet there was no documented deaths or drownings in the swimming pools, but you never know. You never know what's attached to the swimming pool
room. Yeah. Yeah, I guess it doesn't have to have tragedy, you know.
They didn't necessarily have to die in the pool, you know.
Right. Mm-mm. I forgot they did. Yeah, it did have two pools, didn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. I was thinking just the one, which is kind of impressive to have a pool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Back then.
In 2001, an employee came in into work early, around 5:30 a.m., and entered the staff offices, which formerly housed the Queen Mary's Beauty Salon.
Oh.
The employee felt someone or something brush against them, then saw a pale figure walking through the office before completely disappearing.
Oh.
I want to go check this place out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do too.
You could stay there. It's a hotel.
It's a hotel.
Yeah. Book your room.
Hotel, convention center.
Yeah. Give me your most haunted room.
The one that's been closed for 30 years.
That's right.
You got anything, Pete? I saw you.
What someone had said they heard. Some have also spied the spirit of a young girl clutching her teddy bear by the second class pool. The spirit of another little girl named Jackie has often been seen and heard. Allegedly, the sentence starts with that. You really don't know how true. An unfortunate girl did drown in the pool during the ship's sailing days and reputedly refused to move on, as her voice and laughter have been captured here. However, author and paranormal investigator Cher Garman points out that there are no known drownings that occurred on the ship or in the pool. So, maybe they didn't want to report it. Maybe it actually happened.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I like this one. It says, staff and guests also tell tales of Grumpy, a spirit known to growl in people's ears and whose presence is often felt in groups. Another entity wearing overalls has been seen near the propellers in an area known as Shaft Alley. So you got Grumpy and overalls. That's funny. That would be a little disturbing if you hear something growling in your ear.
Yeah.
That would be a little...
That'll wake you up.
That'll wake you up.
So here is the legend of room B340.
Is this the one that's closed for 30 years?
Or I believe so.
Let's hear it.
It's saying that over the years, stateroom B340 was developed... or has developed the reputation of being the Queen Mary's most haunted room. Oh. It's difficult to determine whether where the legend started, but it is confirmed that passenger Walter J. Adamson died in the room in 1948. There's no record of his cause of death, but it was only afterward that ghost sightings in the room were reported. Prior to the ship's docking in Long Beach, a female passenger in room B340 woke to find a shadow figure standing at the end of her bed. The entity had pulled the covers off of her and vanished into thin air as soon as she woke up. These types of sightings have only increased since the ship was turned into a hotel. Guests have reported waking up to hear the sink and tub faucets running, lights turning on and off, bathroom and closet doors opening and closing, and an unseen entity knocking on the door. The cleaning staff said they saw sheets pulled off the bed right after making it. As the stories about room B340 have spread, some have moved into the territory of urban legend. One of these stories is that in the 1960s, a man murdered two women and was locked in what is now room B340 until the Queen Mary got to New York. When police entered the man's room, he'd been violently murdered, even though no one else was in the room. Oh. Another variation of the story is that a man murdered his two daughters in the room, or that a wife murdered her husband. Whatever version of the story you might hear, it was invented at some point and took on a life of its own.
Wow.
Man, capital M for murder. Wow, that's a lot.
That's the room I want to stay in.
Yeah.
If they'll let you. That's crazy. That's a lot.
Oh, yeah.
B340. Okay.
And then there was, they didn't die on the ship itself. It was 1942. The Queen Mary accidentally hit and sank a smaller ship, the HMS Curacoa, killing over 300 sailors on the smaller ship. They were doing a troop transport convoy, zigzagging back and forth to avoid U-boats, and just cut it right in half. It split in two halves. First half went down very quickly. Second half, they say, stayed up for a couple more minutes. I think there were 100 or so survivors, they said, but 300 went down in the accident. Wow. Now, who knows how many are attached to the Queen Mary for that?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
Yikes. What year was that? 42?
42, yeah.
42.
So those transatlantic passages during the war were...
So just a year in.
Were rough, trying to dodge U-boats and...
Dodge U-boats, but couldn't dodge Queen Mary.
Yep.
Man, that is a rough way to go.
And those ships were assigned to protect the unarmed troop transports. And yeah. Well, sorry about it.
Right.
Wow.
Wow, that's crazy. Here's one. John Petter in door 13. On July 10th, 1966, a routine safety drill on board the Queen Mary turned tragic when a crew member violently lost his life. In this accident, 18-year-old John Petter was crushed by door 13, a watertight door on the D deck. Petter had only been a crew member for a few months when he died.
Man.
He had been he had been tending to the bilge pump when the drill occurred around 3:55 a.m. Unfortunately, he did not make it through the door in time. Another crew member found him, and the watertight door was quickly released. The only visible sign of injury was blood running down Petter's nose, but he likely died at the scene or shortly after the ship's at the ship's hospital. Oof. It's widely believed that Petter's spirit remains decades after this horrific death. A few years after Petter died, a night watchman reported walking towards the former site of Door 13 when his German Shepherd became frightened, as if seeing something that the guard could not. The guard then heard a clanging metallic sound moving toward him, causing both him and his dog to flee the area. Over the years, witnesses have reported seeing a shadow figure near Door 13 and have even claimed to have been chased. There are also reports of a metallic sound, which could be the phantom noise of Door 13 slamming shut. One woman saw a man near Door 13 who she later identified via old photographs as John Petter.
Mm. Ooh, poor guy. 18.
18 years old.
A couple months in the job. Dang.
Yeah. Never know when it's your time.
Mm-mm.
Dang.
That's a lot of activity for that little area, though.
Now, because it's a ship, and I'm usually fairly skeptical about stuff until I can prove it. I mean, there's haunted stuff out there. I totally believe that. But if it's a ship, there's a lot of weird noises. Now, the sightings of stuff, that's kind of hard to debunk because you're seeing it. But if you're laying in bed and you hear creaks or pops or bangs on the hull or something, especially because it's in place now, I mean, it's permanently docked there. So who knows what kind of marine life is swimming by and hitting it, or a log or something like that, or, you know, just the way the metal is changing temperature in the water versus the air. And, you know, a lot of those weird sounds you can hear, people might just, oh my God, it's the ghost of room 30. What was it? B340. I would be very curious to hear a lot of people's, you know, ideas of like, oh, I heard this and I swear it was this, or it was a voice, or who knows, like the sound of water lapping against the side of a ship, or you're outside on a deck, seagulls and whatever else you're going to hear. But
no,
I always kind of lean towards that. I want to try and disprove that first before I get my mind blown by like, holy crap, that's pretty real and pretty scary.
I think that's fair. I think that's a fair assessment of especially a ship making all kinds of different noises just sitting there, not anything paranormal.
Oh, yeah, for sure. A little more on B-340.
Oh, more. Okay.
Yes. Due to its haunted reputation, the ship's management closed room B-340 for about 30 years. It was only in 2018 that the room reopened after being renovated. See, you renovate it and it gets rid of all the hauntings.
Yeah, oh, okay. That's exactly how it works.
Yeah, sure.
Specifically, room B-340 reopened on Friday, April 13th, 2018.
Whose decision was that?
In 2020, the ship was shut down for 3 years, but room B-340 was reopened for reservations on September 13th, 2024.
Somebody's got a wicked sense of humor that was running that ship.
The room leans into the legend and features tarot cards, a crystal ball, and a Ouija board among its amenities. In the adjoining bathroom, instructions can be found to summon Bloody Mary. Accounts from former guests and investigators are also written on the room's walls, adding to the decidedly creepy atmosphere.
That's kind of cool. People writing stuff on the wall. Mm-hmm.
That
makes me think, is the room available to stay in?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Hmm.
And they just kind of leave it like that with the...
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like you go on the I know we went on vacation a few times to a few restaurants, and they literally give you markers.
Right on the walls.
Yeah, right on. Mm-hmm. You know, we'd write our names and where we're from or whatever.
But I don't think you can do this anymore, but like a Marengo Cave down south of Indiana, there was one section of it where the ceiling was soft, and people would throw quarters.
Oh, wow.
Up on the ceiling. So there's all these quarters.
Oh, wow.
Stuck in the ceiling of the cave. Huh.
We used to do that with sharpened pencils in high school.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ceiling tiles. Zing, ding.
Yeah. Yeah, we did that. That was interesting. Yeah.
They do have, I found this, it's called Queen Mary's Dark Harbor Summoned by the Sea. It's their Halloween event every year.
Oh.
They put on a whopper of a Halloween, SoCal's ultimate Halloween event. Dark Harbor is Southern California's most haunted Halloween event. Each fall, the Queen Mary transforms the ship and surrounding harbor into a massive Halloween festival featuring haunted mazes, hundreds of monsters, immersive attractions, live entertainment, VIP experiences, themed bars and lounges, carnival rides, festive eats, treats, Instagrammable, that's a verb, moments and more. Our festival format allows you to pick and choose from a variety of attractions and experience, from terrifying mazes aboard the notoriously haunted Queen Mary to festival favorites like the Sinister Swings.
Oh.
So it's almost like a Halloween fair that just...
That would be cool. Hmm.
Yeah, I mean, it's on their website. And new for 2025, the Ruthless, the Voodoo Queen's Curse. A ruthless priestess rises from a decayed bayou to seize the Queen Mary's power. Commanding Loa, right, raising the dead, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
They put a story to it.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
That's cool.
Yeah.
A bunch of, there's a bunch of different ones, like different shows, like Halloween horror shows they do. The Infirmary, the Lullaby, the Big Top Terror. Yeah, that's crazy.
We'll have Sean put that on the list.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Definitely.
That would be awesome to go to.
Did you have the weight difference on the boat that they ran into?
I didn't. Did you find it?
I have it here.
Oh, boy.
The Queen Mary comes in at a whopping 81,000 tons.
Wow.
And the boat that they hit comes in at 4,290 tons.
Wow.
And Queen Mary was also sailing at its maximum cruising speed of 28.5 knots. Whew.
30 miles an hour, no chance. Hot knife through butter.
Yeah, just tore right through it.
No chance, man. That's crazy. Yeah. Got another spirit here, another spooky story. William Eric Stark. We didn't talk about him, did we?
Is he related to Tony?
Starkly.
The gin mix-up.
Ooh.
In 1949, Senior Second Officer W.E. Stark mistakenly drank
carbon tetrachloride.
There you go. Thank you. toxic cleaning fluid, believing it was gin from the captain's cabinet.
Nah, just Ajax.
How do you confuse that?
Despite feeling ill, he refused medical attention and continued to drink real gin. He died days later, just before his 31st birthday. Guests now report hearing cabinets slamming late at night, often in unoccupied rooms. Some say Stark is still searching for the drink that killed him, forever stumbling through the ship in the dark. Oh man. Wow.
Man.
Wow. How do you say that again, Pete? Carbon
tetrachloride.
Tetrachloride.
This drink really has a bite to it.
Yeah. That's a bad mix-up.
Wow.
I mean, not everybody likes gin, but man, you can't...
Mm.
Yeah, I've never tasted carbon tetrachloride, but now who knows? Maybe it does taste like... I don't know. I don't want to try it either.
No.
Imagine this. There's a lady in white.
Oh, you tell.
Sir, that happens?
Yeah.
Wow.
Never heard that.
More often than not.
Jeez.
A lady in white, huh? That's a new one.
The Queen's Salon was once the Queen Mary's first class lounge. And has been home to the ship's Lady in White for years. The identity of the Lady in White remains a mystery, but she's been seen near the piano dancing to music no one else can hear. Whoever she is, the Lady in White has been one of the ship's most popular and often seen ghosts since it's docking in Long Beach.
Oh, Lady in White.
So it makes it sound like it's just since it's been docked in Long Beach that this started. That's kind of cool. I mean,
it just Myrtle powdered her face.
Who? Myrtle?
Myrtle.
Myrtle, okay. I thought that's what
she runs. She runs the gift shop.
Myrtle and Gertrude.
Winston.
Myrtle. I was like, who?
She runs the gift shop.
Okay. You say so. There are three other supposedly haunted areas on the ship. The boiler room. A place of intense heat and eerie activity. Visitors report breathing sounds and voices. The nursery. Ghostly cries of a baby have been heard, though no child is seen. And the promenade deck. Shadowy figures walk beside you, only to vanish when you turn your head. So this place has all kinds of stuff.
And I'm finding, like, people are talking about describing detailed conversations they had with people, and then they turn around and they're just gone. Hmm. Like, oh, I swear that, you know, there was a person and they were like talking like we're talking here. And they're just like, okay. That
would be crazy.
Yeah, that guy that was standing on the bar, and everybody's like, no, there was no guy standing next to
you. Can you imagine
that?
Wow. Like, you're talking and other people are looking at you like, what's his deal, man? Who's he talking
to? Yep. That's like some of the Battlefield episodes you guys have done. And oh, no, I just saw that reenactor over there. Like, there are no reenactors here today. Mm. Well, he's not there. He's gone.
That's why I want to go to Gettysburg so bad.
Yeah.
Because that happens all the time there. They say people, they think, yeah. Oh, yeah. Good actors. What actors? we're not doing anything right now. That's crazy.
Oh, yeah.
That's kind of funny, though. The people are talking, having conversations.
Yeah. Where'd he go?
Yeah.
Must have drank some carbon tetrachloride.
Yeah. That one kind of got me. That was not funny that he died, but just...
But, yeah.
what's going on here? What else you guys have?
It's been theorized by psychics and ghost hunters alike that there are vortexes aboard the Queen Mary that create a portal for supernatural phenomenon. One vortex is located in the boiler room, where the body of a crew member known only as John Henry was found. Old John Henry.
Old John Hank.
Not Freddy Krueger in the boiler room.
No, not Freddy Krueger.
No. Huh. Wow. Okay. Talking about investigations and modern hauntings. Says in the 1980s, members of the Orange County Society of Psychics held seances aboard the ship, and the Queen Mary has since become a staple for paranormal investigators. Shows like Ghost Adventures, The Dead Files, and Most Haunted have all explored the vessel. You can now take part in haunted encounters tours, paranormal investigations, and overnight ghost hunts, which would be absolutely phenomenal, I think, all aimed at connecting with the spirits who still roam this once great liner. It says, more than just a relic of a bygone era, the Queen Mary is a living and perhaps undead testament to the lives and stories that pass through her corridors. From wartime ghosts to tragic accidents, playful spirits to grieving echoes, the Queen Mary offers a haunting journey like no other. Whether you're visiting for the history or the hauntings or just a brush with the unexplained, you may walk away with more than a souvenir. You may leave with a story of your own. Because on the Queen Mary, the dead don't always disembark.
Ooh. Oh, I like that.
Wow. Yeah, I like that too. Yeah, so all there right. You go.
Watch out for the vortexes.
And I wonder if, I mean, you know, often hear about like moving water around a haunted place, kind of giving the spirits the energy to manifest and however they do. You know, you're sitting right in a bay on the ocean. I mean, how much does that have to, all that water have to do with giving these paranormal entities enough energy to just saturate this place with paranormal activity.
True. Very true. 1126 Queens Highway, Long Beach, California.
Write that down.
90802. There we go. Gets 4.5 or let's see what's get. Yeah, 4.5 stars on this rating. So I would say 6 stars myself, but
heck yeah.
Or 13.
Or 13. Good one, Pete. I like that. Anything else on the Queen Mary you guys come across?
No, I think we hit all the major major stories and happenings.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Oh, yeah.
There was a lot.
I have heard, like, some people go there and completely frightened to death and, like, take off and, like, vow never to return.
Wow.
I am dying to know who we had on our show that we talked about the Queen Mary, because she lives in California, and that's why she lives close to Long Beach. I'll think of it when we're done recording. But I think she talked about there was a couple that did that, ran like in the middle of the night, kind of got spooked, and they're out of there.
Yep.
So, yeah. I just cannot remember who was telling the stories. So, yeah, that happens, though. We've talked about that a lot of times. People just, they book a hotel or a haunted house or something like that to stay in, and something spooks them, and they're gone.
Sleeping in the car.
They gone. Yeah.
Yep. No, we heard that a lot with the Monroe house.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, that's right.
Yep. They go in the basement, and then they next thing you know, they're darting out of the house.
And investigators doing it. Investigate, and you think, you kind of know what you're getting yourself into, right? I
mean, yeah.
I think, but then again, we haven't been there, right? Maybe it's that intense. I don't know. Well, that was fun. Good discussion on the Queen Mary. Since Sean's not here to do his middle-aged moment or dark side, we're going to skip that. Go straight to shout-outs. Pete, we're going to start with you since you're our guest. Do you have any shout-outs this week? Anybody want to shout-out?
All my coworkers, have been under a lot of stress lately, and everybody's been kind of leaning on each other. So shout-out to them we kind of each hold each other up when we're having some problems, and we make it through, and we keep doing our good work.
Nice.
Thank you.
That does help.
Mm-hmm.
Makes your job a lot easier and better.
Teamwork.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. No doubt. What about you, Nate?
Shout out to my family. We just recently went down to the lake, get some things taken care of, stained a deck, pulled the dock out of the water, and winterized the boat, and celebrated my birthday down there. And they took me hiking.
I thought you'd probably not shout them out for that, trying to kill you on a 6-mile hike.
Help!
That is great.
Shout at him for that part. Normally, I enjoy hiking. I don't care how long it is, but yeah, my knees have been bugging me, and in return, I have to limp around, and then it aggravated my calf, and so yeah, I'm a little sore.
Yeah,
but it was a good family time. Everybody had a good time.
Good.
Dane was yelling help to cars passing by when the trail is close to the road.
I don't blame him. I would be too.
But help, I kept the spirits high. I just kept telling him every time he questioned how much further. I said, another hour. Just another hour. We'll get there.
Oh, man. I don't think you wanted to hear that.
So, and then we did see a bear scat on the trail. So luckily that's all we saw.
Yeah. The only part of the bear.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That would be a little spooky in itself.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Any other shout outs?
Shout out to my wife, that arranged the hike.
Nice.
She said it was 3 miles. No, it was 6.5, 3 hours to hike it.
That's a big difference.
It was all family time. It was 6 hours of family time.
Yes, it was family time. It took us 4 hours.
That sounds like a scene in a movie, doesn't it? Like the mess up.
You had to see it because the start of it, we followed the river. And so we're down lower elevation. Well, then to come back, because there's a loop, the Blue Herring Loop down in Kentucky, south of Lake Cumberland. So now you have to climb elevation and take hills and staircases and, rocky terrain and go up. Well, right as we're making that turn, she's looking at her watch. She's like, well, we're at mile marker 3 miles, as my watch says. I'm like, what? She's like, we're almost done. I was like, no, we're not. It's the sign back there says the loop is 6.4 miles. Oh, I got the numbers backwards.
Oh, man.
I was trying to figure out why she kept coming up with that number, like, or that statement of we're almost done. I was like, no, we're not done. And I was looking on Google Maps, sort of following where we're at on Google Maps. And we're like way far away from the parking lot where we parked the car.
Oh, man.
She's like, we're almost done. I was like, no, we're only halfway.
And so buckle then, up. Here we go.
So then the boys heard that and they're like, what?
Oh, Mom.
It's family time. It's okay.
That's right.
Keep walking.
That's right. Yeah, sounds like some... Yeah, the Laux vacation.
Oh, yeah.
The Laux family vacation. New at the cinema. All right. I don't have any shout-outs other than shout-out for Pete for coming in and, you know, taking Sean's place for...
No problem.
Yeah.
It's always a good time.
Yeah. You didn't hesitate either when I asked you.
Who would?
You're like... When? Clear, what time?
Cleared the schedule.
Yep. Told my assistant that I don't have. Clear all my appointments. I'm not taking any calls.
Mako wants me. All right. No, seriously. Thank you for joining us tonight. It makes it more fun. Not that Nate and I wouldn't have fun together, but it is weird just having two. That third person adds another dimension.
It's a different game of bouncing conversation.
Yeah.
With three, it gives a buffer. It's nice.
It is. Oh, you almost got it, Pete.
Damn it. Got to fly.
Yeah. I tried to Miyagi that little guy and failed miserably.
All right. Well, that was the shout outs. Hey, Nate, let's get to the next sponsorship, please.
Right on. Here it is.
Hey, creepies. Do you like all things spooky? Do you love the fall season? Do you wish it could be Halloween all year long? Well, at Greenwood Happy Haunts, it is. Greenwood Happy Haunts is a year-round Halloween and fall store located at 248 Marka Plaza in Greenwood, Indiana. Custom vintage and unique items adorn the whole store. If you're looking for a unique gift for you or someone else, or just want to visit a place that puts a smile on your face, Greenwood Happy Haunts is for you. Mako listeners can get 10% off a single item when you mention this ad. Come to Greenwood Happy Haunts and get your spook on. Happy hauntings.
Thank you, Scott and Corey and Greenwood Happy Haunts for your sponsorship. We appreciate you guys.
Mm-hmm. Those people. No.
Nate's really turned a corner this year, I think. As a live show, he really did.
Yeah. You think so, Pete?
Yeah.
Those people.
Those people.
It's only up from here.
Jeez.
They're tremendous.
Scott and Corey, I don't know what to tell you. We work on him. We try. And he just... Yeah, you think he's turned the corner, though, Pete.
I feel like it, you know.
Oh, man. Nate.
Fun and games.
Makes me think of the movie Funny Games.
Mm-hmm.
That's a brutal movie, if you know what I'm talking about. Oh, man. Go watch that movie. You'll go, what did I just watch? We do. We love you, Scott and Corey. We appreciate your sponsorship and love your store. So, yeah, go get you some merch. Go check it out in Greenwood, Indiana. It is the best Halloween store there is.
Especially in the heart of spooky season now. Get down there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I might try to get down there this Saturday. I don't have anything going on other than Elijah's football game, but it's so early. He gets over by 11 o'clock. I thought I might check it out. I might go down and see Scott and Corey.
There you go.
Try to. Anyway. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What day would that be? The 18th? I think they're having their, a festival or like a craft fair again. Vendor fair is what they call it.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. Check it out. Anyway, thank you, Scott and Corey. Love you guys. Nate.
Yes.
You have second announcement, sir.
Yes. I can do this since we are Seanless.
We are Seanless.
The second announcements read as, follow us on our social media accounts, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, X. You can email us at makopodcast@gmail.com. Mako is with two A's.
Oh, nice. You nailed that.
Make sure you hit the subscribe button. Give us a 5-star rating because it's the only rating you can give us. And leave a review. If the app allows you to. Whether you are a business or individual and you want to be a show sponsor, email or message us on Facebook or Instagram. We sell all kinds of awesome merch, so go get you some.
There you go. It is. I think it's officially sweatshirt weather.
Yes.
I think.
Yeah.
I think
in the mornings.
In the mornings and evenings during the day. Got to peel that thing off and go to straight tees. But
yeah, we'll get you a Mako sweatshirt.
Yeah, you know, or two, or three,
or more than that. Get 10.
Buy them a bolt.
Get you a nice coffee mug. You know, heck yeah. Get whatever you want.
Keep your Joe nice and hot.
That's right. And we will get that toilet seat cover. That's going to happen. Oh, it's going to happen. Don't make me tell
Even
you.
Even if it's just a big sticker.
Plaster right there on the toilet seat. Okay. Well, thanks, Nate, for that. And how are you going to help us get out of here?
Can't sink this ship.
Oh.
That's a wrap.
Always comes through, Pete.
Very nice.
I know. Never lets us down. Well, thank you, Nate. And we want to thank you, Creepies, for listening to our episode 238 and our discussion on the Queen Mary ship. So until next time, Nate is your tech engineer. We are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged.
And creeped out.
Keep it creepy.